Hey agents, welcome back to another episode of Prime Tips. This time we're talking about new portals for a new year, captures. There hadn't been a whole lot of changes and new things in the scanner. Been doing a lot of work with Machina, so I thought we'd kind of revisit something we did kind of mention, and that's capturing unique portals and what that does for you in the game and how you go about doing it. So what you're really looking at is working towards your Pioneer Medal, your Pioneer Badge, and that's the one that reflects the unique captures that you have. Now, a unique capture is defined as you capturing a portal that is neutral, and it's the first time that you have ever captured that particular portal. Now, it may not be the first time that you've interacted with that portal. Could be that you've thrown a resonator on that portal or that you have hacked that portal before. But for a unique capture, it means that it is neutral and you are the first agent to throw a resonator on it and get the capture for that. Now, if you just add a resonator to one that's already captured, again, that's not a capture, that's just adding one to it. And if you capture a portal that you have previously captured, that's not a unique, that goes towards your Liberator badge. So if you keep capturing the same ones, Liberator is going to go up, but you got to be capturing unique to you portals to get the Pioneer badge to go up. How do you find them? Well, you can use notifications. Now, they turned on notifications a while back in the scanner, and when they first turned them on, they really didn't work very well. They have now refined that, and they work pretty well. So if you can use the scanner will give you a notification, hey, there's a unique portal nearby. If you turn on the notifications for your phone, you may even just get a notification on your phone, hey, there's a unique portal nearby, why don't you go over there and give it a hack? Other ways that you can find it, of course, if you're in the scanner, there's a way that you can turn on a layer to indicate whether this is a unique capture or not. It's not there by default. But if you're thinking about going to an area that either you've never been to before, or one that you've been to and you've captured some portals, but you may not have captured others, that's when looking with Intel will probably pay off, because you can find the ones that you didn't capture just yet and you need to get in with all the other ones. So Stock Intel has a layer to do that, and they use a thing called inversion. You can invert so that you can see just the ones highlighted that you need to capture. IITC does the same thing with a plugin. So there is a highlight portals based on history, a little different terminology, use the word history, and that can indicate them on the map. So finding them is probably the hardest thing in many cases. Sometimes it just may be a portal that always seems to have somebody on it. Somebody has captured it, and you just have to keep going back to eventually find it as neutral. So how many do you have to have? Well, it's a pretty low entry point if you get 20 unique portals. That gets you the bronze badge, 200 for the silver, 1,000 for the gold, and then it ramps up pretty quick there. 5,000 unique captures to get the platinum, and 20,000 to get the onyx. Now, if you're a rural agent like me, those gold, but mostly platinum and onyx, is hard to get because there's not a whole lot of portals in our area. We visit the same portals over and over. We have to travel quite a distance to do it. If you're a metro or an inner city type player, you usually have a lot of portals and you can get that badge a little bit quicker than we can. So if you're a rural agent, you might want to keep that in mind when you go to Chicago, New York, you know, wherever is large city. Spend that extra time to go out and just capture a whole bunch and get those ticks up on the Pioneer. So let's look at how you can get them. First, let's look using IITC. Now, you'll notice on IITC that in the image that I have on the screen right now, that there is one portal that has a red circle. It uses red to indicate the captures for the highlight. The red circle in this particular case is the quote unquote active portal. That's the portal that I'm looking at the information. So that may make it a little difficult to tell the difference between the two. Also, since they're using red as an indicator, it might be kind of hard to tell the difference whenever you're looking at machina in the area. So one of the things that I don't do in the examples is turn off the machina and turn off the other agents, the resistance and the enlightened agents. Turn off machina was probably a good deal because that red's going to mess you up. But I think you might want to leave on the other agents, because if you have a portal that's indicated as a unique that you have not captured, and it's owned by an agent, it makes a big difference about what faction that agent is from. So if it's owned by an agent from the opposing faction, not a bad deal, actually a good deal, because what you can do is you can kill the resonators on that particular portal, get it back to neutral, then you can capture it and get the tick. If it is a portal that is owned by a agent in your own faction, that's a problem because you can't capture it. It's already been captured. So to get the capture, you would have to somehow kill the resonators on that portal. Now you can flip it. You could throw on, other things to a battle beacon to flip it, but it depends on how what it ends on and stuff like that. So battle beacons aren't really a solution either. So if you're looking at a capture for a portal that's owned by a agent in your own faction, that's probably one of those you're just going to have to go away and come back. But let's look at it.
So finding the portals that you have or have not captured using IITC is a good way to get an idea before you go into the area. So you do need to have plugins there. So if you look at your plugins and under official plugins, a highlighter, there is highlight portals based on history.
You'll also notice that all of the other highlights are off. And that's probably the best way to do it in this case, so that you don't get confused about colors and things of that nature. And again, you might have a plugin that you have added from someplace else that does the same thing. I'm looking at the one that comes with IITC.
And that's the one that I'm using. And you'll notice that in here, I have it turned off. So there's nothing there that indicates whether I have them or not. So up on the three dots, at least on my phone, I look at the layer chooser and the highlights at the very top, and I will choose the history visited captured. Okay,
and you notice that we had to have about three things to make this work. You have to have, of course, the plugin, and if you're using the one that's included, it's already there, so that one's taken care of. You also have to turn that particular highlight on, and then you have to go in here and under highlight tell it, hey, this is the highlight that I want to use. So that can be kind of confusing when you're trying to figure out how to do this. You got to have all three of those before it works.
Then I shut that off. And the ones that have the red dots in them indicate those are the ones that I have visited. Now, it's kind of hard to make out because we got more a couple of them and they're overlapping. It may not be as easy to figure that out. So it might be just as easy to go back into your layer chooser and instead of visited capture, the not visited captured. So now when I get rid of that, the ones that are red are the ones that are portals that I have not visited.
And that's really helpful if you're in a place where there's a whole lot of portals and you have captured a whole bunch of them or a number of them, but there's one or two in there that you haven't captured. This makes it easier to find them.
So over here, this one at the library, you notice it says visited and captured. But if I look at the one right next to it, the Methodist Church, visited and captured are not indicated. So that's one way that you can do it with IITC. You can also do it with just regular old stock intel, and that might actually be better.
Actually, this is one of the few times that I think the stock intel does a better job. So here it is on stock intel. And again, you notice that I've left on the enlightened and resistance players. I could go in and turn those off, but it might be, again, a good way to figure out whether I can get to that or not. Now, this particular area, it is a park that I have captured, well, I thought, all of them. So I've hit this really hard. And there's a button at the bottom that says filters. Now, depending upon the zoom that you have it on, that button will either work or not work. So if you're zoomed in close enough and you hit the button that says filters, you'll see all those things. And if you pull out and you hit the filter button, you'll notice that it blinks. So it won't turn on the filters because I'm not in close enough. So when you get in close enough, you can turn on the filters. You might also, once you get the filters turned on there, you might go into fields and turn off your links and fields, especially if you're under a field. It just makes it easier to see things. But you're up at the top, you're looking at where it says layers, and right now it says none. So if I click on that, I have some choices. The one we're looking for is captured. And you notice that I got a lot of them to light up, and I hit filters again, it goes away. So these are all the ones that I have captured. And it's kind of hard to make out which ones do I need to capture, or are there any in there that I haven't captured. So that's where I'd go back into filters and turn on the invert. And when I invert it, now I've just got a circle around the ones that I need to capture. And you notice that those two are owned, in my particular case, since I'm resistant, they're owned by the opposing faction. So those are good targets that I can go in and blow away those portals and then capture them and get the tick. What it looks like when you're actually using the scanner is very similar. You'll notice that there's circles on all of those. So if you don't have it turned on, you don't see anything. So if I look around now, these again, you notice that earlier it showed that I had all of these. But to get it to work, there's the layer button up there. So it's the one that kind of looks like pieces of paper. And if you click on that particular one, it has the choices. Now we're looking for the one in the top right hand of this choices, which is capture. You notice that it's white. There's nothing highlighted or anything. I'm going to tap that particular one. And now it turns on a red circle around all the ones that I have captured. And in this particular case, there's a lot of them. So, you know, it would be difficult to tell which did I miss one. So in this case, I'm probably going to go in and I'm going to turn on the layers again and invert. And in that case, it should just put an indicator on the ones that I need to capture. Okay. So I tap the same button again. And in this particular case, we're not going to see any indicators because I have captured all of these. But if you had a bunch of them that you've already captured, like the one previously, it's easy to find out. And you notice when you come back to it again, the third time, that the word is purple and it's highlighted. So that lets me know that the inversion is on. So I tap it one more time, that turns it off. So if I turn on visited, same thing, tap it again to visited, that's the inverted visited, and tap it again, it goes away. So to kind of show you how it works with finding them in a crowded one, here's the one that indicates scout control. So I have one that's scout controlled, but I'll tap it again. Now, all the ones with the orange circle at this time, those are ones that I could go out and I could get scout controller for those particular ones. So that's what it looks like in the scanner. So if you're looking at the scanner itself, here's an area where I have had some, and there's some that I have not captured, about 50-50. So in this case, just turning it on, it's pretty easy. I can walk through and I can find the ones that I need to get to and capture those. But if I'm actually looking at one live, let's see how that looks like.
Agent Dewey J in the field. We're looking at uniques, getting those unicorns, and we've looked at ways that you can find them, and you'll notice on the map here that I have the layers set so that if it is a portal that I have captured, it has the red circle around it, it's highlighted. One that is not captured does not have it, so there is a unique right here. So it's just like taking any other one.
it might be worth deploying just all ones, because if you're not going to be using it other than just for the unique, that's all you really need.
And you notice just as soon as I take it, the red circle appears. So there's no lag there. But, and then of course the points, I'll talk about that here in a second, is the 125 for deploying the resonator and the 675 for the capture.
So you get the first one, 675 for the claim. Again, if you do this on a Tuesday between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time, you get...
That's local time, not Central Time. So it's 4 to 9 your time.
To double that AP. So I'm just going to go ahead and do the rest of them. 125 again. 125. 125. 125. 125. 125. And the final one, 125 plus 250.
The 250 is because you fully deployed that particular portal. Now, talking about the 2 for Tuesday, that doubles your AP. If you're going to get a whole bunch of these, that would be a great time to do it. If you're lucky enough that you have an Apex and there's a whole bunch of these, I would suggest that you throw on the Apex again during that 2 for Tuesday, then you're getting 4 times. So you'll get some pretty decent AP for doing this.
So you can rack up a fair amount of points if you did a whole bunch of these. Also, while you're here, it might be worth throwing on a mod or two so that you have your mods. And of course, if it's something that you feel like you want to scan, you can turn on the scan and you can overclock it. But really, honestly, this is not one that I want to scan, because it's just not in an area where it's a good time to do it. Okay, more later.
And speaking of that, the time to get these, it kind of depends upon the actual place that you're getting them. Now, that particular place, that was a community park. And it was during a time that in the summertime, local summer, there would have been people all over, especially for ball games and all those other things. And it would have been a real pain to run those down, or if I wanted to scan something, to not look stupid. So during the winter time or off time for that area is a great time to do that, because you're not under the gun. You don't have people around you. You can take your time and hunt those uniques and bring up that Pioneer badge. So maybe I'll see you in the field hunting unicorns sometime soon. So long, agents. We'll be right back.